This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. On Saturday, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin sounded a cautious note when asked about the chances of Afghan government forces containing the Taliban surge. Speaking at an Air Force base in the U.S. state of Alaska, he said, "We look forward to them making progress, but we'll see what happens." Taliban swiftly captured territory in recent weeks, seized strategic border crossings, and now they're threatening a number of provincial capitals, all advances that come as the last U.S. and NATO soldiers prepare to leave Afghanistan. Austin, who's visiting Alaska ahead of a trip to the Indo-Pacific region, said the Afghan government was committed to reversing the Taliban advance. Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi has said that his country no longer requires the U.S. combat troops to fight the Islamic State group, but a formal time frame for withdrawal will depend on the outcome of talks with Washington this coming week. He said in an exclusive interview with the Associated Press on Friday that Iraq will still ask for U.S. training and military intelligence gathering. He spoke ahead of the planned trip to Washington, where he's due to meet with U.S. President Joe Biden Monday. Several U.S. states scaled back their reporting on COVID-19 this month, just as cases across the country tripled with the Delta variant of the virus spreading quickly among the unvaccinated. The shift to weekly instead of daily reporting in the states of Florida, Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota was also accompanied by less detail about the virus in Florida and Nebraska, and some officials describe the move as part of a return to normal. There is more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Tanzania has received its first batch of 1 million Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccines donated by the U.S. government. Tanzania has been among the few countries in Africa yet to receive vaccines or start vaccinating its population, mainly because its former leader had claimed that prayer had defeated COVID-19 in the country. The vaccines were received by the Foreign Affairs Minister and the U.S. Ambassador at the airport. The former Tanzanian President John Magufuli, who died in March, had refused to accept vaccines after he claimed 3 days of prayer had healed the country of the virus in June of 2020. Chaos and confusion over travel rules and measures to contain fresh virus outbreaks continue to contribute to another cruel summer for Europe's battered tourism industry. Popular destination countries are grappling with surging COVID-19 variants, but the patchwork and last-minute nature of the efforts as a peak season gets underway threatens to derail another summer. Visitors to cultural and tourist sites in France were confronted this week with a new requirement for a special COVID-19 pass. Italy said Thursday that people will need a similar pass to access museums and movie theaters and dine inside restaurants and cafes. Hundreds of anti-lockdown and anti-vaccination protesters took to the streets of London Saturday, days after England's so-called Freedom Day. Protesters marched from Trafalgar Square to Downing Street, shouting "Freedom and shame on you" toward police officers. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said on July 19th that English nightclubs and other venues with large crowds will require patrons to present proof of full vaccination from the end of September. After rushing to vaccinate its population faster than almost all other European countries, Johnson's government is betting that England can reopen as fully vaccinated people are less likely to get seriously ill with COVID-19. Olympic host cities often offer tens of thousands of visiting journalists excursions to advertise their tourist destinations, but this time around, they're now attempting to do so while keeping Olympic visitors within a carefully controlled bubble cut off from Tokyo's 14 million residents. And the airport in Reno, Nevada is facing a shortage of jet fuel that could force the cancellation of cargo and passenger flights. Nevada's political leaders issued a statement late Saturday pledging to minimize disruption and ensure the aerial flight against Western wildfires isn't hampered. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.